Last week, Representative Tammy Baldwin expressed her hope that Wisconsin will be the first state to reject a gay marriage amendment. She cited Wisconsin's progressive tradition as a reason the amendment may fail. UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon also hopes Wisconsin rejects the amendment, but says it is difficult to predict how it may turn out.
Now, the thing that complicates the picture here in Wisconsin is there are actually two parts to the proposed amendment, the first part concerning gay marriage and the second part concerning civil unions. And on that second part, there actually is much more support here in Wisconsin and nationally for civil unions. And so it's really hard to know how those two things are going to play off against each other.
The civil union part of the amendment states, quote, "A legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized in this state," end quote. Cannon adds that a key factor in the vote may be how informed voters are with this section of the amendment and its possible repercussions. Madison's city attorney, Michael May, says that domestic partnership rights, such as bereavement leave and health insurance reimbursement, could be at risk due to being substantially similar to marriage. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Public Radio.